Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of Sunday Messages. This is Reverend Sydney Finn, as always. And today I wanted to talk about perspective. Not from the standpoint of having multiple perspectives on a singular topic. I'm not talking about that so much. I'm referring to your internal lens that you use when you're looking at a situation for yourself, that kind of perspective. Because I was in a session with a client the other day, and I realized that one piece that was really helpful was simply adjusting the perspective in order to create a different feeling. And then all of a sudden, it unlocked a whole bunch of, dare I say, motivation. But here's the thing with motivation. Okay, because this is really, really, really important. When people think of motivation, a lot of the time they think of this fleeting feeling that comes once in the rarest of moments. And that's not a good thing to wait for if you do actually want to take action on something. If you're waiting to take action and you're just like, okay, I'm going to sit and stare at my watch until I feel motivated, you're never going to do the thing. Like if you are waiting for motivation to work out, never going to work. Like you're not going to create some type of stable workout routine if you're waiting for motivation. And anything that you have dependent on an external feeling that is fleeting and comes only once in a blue moon, that's just a terrible place to put your money, so to speak. Bet on something different. Bet on alignment. Bet on inspiration. Bet on congruency between your desire and your action. Because it does require a little bit of foresight. And what I found during this session was that the perspective, whether you're super zoomed in on something or whether you zoom out, can make a big difference on where you land in your alignment and what you're then compelled to do. Because it makes a big difference. And sometimes it has to do with where you're looking more than anything else, what you're giving your attention to. Because there are certain tasks that you really can't avoid, that you can't get around. There are certain adult responsibilities. There are things that, is it going to bring you the most pleasure, fulfillment, and satisfaction you've ever had in your entire life? Not necessarily. So it's something that you know I'm very much about doing things that are pleasure-based and making things as fun and enjoyable as possible. And there's also these practical things that need to get done that you simply can't bypass. What I realized in this conversation that I had the other day, I found that the tone and the energy that you could bring to a task could dramatically shift depending on the picture that you're painting for yourself. So a lot of the time when we're looking at practical tasks that you do have to do, all we're looking at is the task itself and how boring and unappealing it is and how, it just doesn't feel good. It doesn't sound good. But this is a matter of perspective in terms of how zoomed in you are on the singular task at hand. And this is something that shifts depending on what's happening. So, for example, if you're looking at a giant mountain that needs to be climbed, if you're looking at a really big project, looking at 10 steps out ahead of you is actually something that can bog you down. It can slow you down. And the advice in that case would be, okay, look at the task that is sitting right in front of you. Break it down into something really, really small, because if you're doing that, then you'll feel like, oh yeah, I can get that done, no problem. And then it can inspire action from that lens. But that's not always going to work, because other times it'll be the opposite problem. it'll be, okay, there's this one task, and yeah, it's kind of boring. It's not the most wonderful thing on the face of the planet, but it has to get done. In order to get to this next step, you have to do this semi-boring thing. And while I'm not necessarily a fan of, like, trying to convince yourself that this really boring thing is actually going to be the most magical, epic experience that you've ever had in your entire life, that's a pretty tall order for something like doing your taxes or going to the DMV or having to fill out some paperwork, you know, these like kind of stuffy things, going to the bank, setting this up, setting that up. You know, that stuff a lot of the time is kind of drab. And what ended up happening as I was talking to this client is we were trying to help her tune in to what the right move was. And it was one of those things where I was asking her very simple questions to kind of suss out what was actually happening. And every single time she would zoom into the task and just look at the task, she would feel resistance. It was like, no, I don't want to do that. That doesn't sound fun. And every time I would present this situation, but I would zoom out, I would do that part for her. Like, okay, well, look at this whole picture of what's happening. How does this picture look? Knowing that that task is a part of it, but the end game, the big vision, the big picture of what will happen as you do this task, this is what's actually the light at the end of the tunnel. This is where you will land just after this tiny painless blip of doing something. Maybe it's a little bit boring, but we can, you know, shift the environment. We can play with a few things to make it as painless as humanly possible. But once we zoomed out and I was showing the whole picture to her, then all of a sudden it was, oh my God, this sounds like the most exciting thing on earth. And the boring task was simply one small thing to do in order to get to this epic vision that was being created. And so this is what I really like the idea of playing with within yourself, is what perspective are you taking with any given quote-unquote obstacle? Let's just call it an obstacle, because you're feeling resistance. And the question to ask yourself, am I zoomed in to the point where it doesn't feel good? Or am I zoomed out to the point where it doesn't feel good? And depending on what you're going for, you might want to zoom in to, okay, just do this one singular thing that's sitting right in front of you, the smallest task you can muster. Or it might be zoom out, look at the big picture, look at where you're going. This is one teeny tiny itty bitty teeny weeny step that is taken on the path to this epic vision, and then it feels like nothing. That boring task all of a sudden is like, oh, that's a piece of cake. It doesn't even matter. It's going to be over in 2 seconds, and then I'm going to be on my way to this grander thing. I also think that this could be an excellent practice for those of you who are in a lot of gridlock around, I know I want to do this thing. This feels like a yes. This feels right for me. For example, let's say you want to be a fashion designer. And in order to design fashion, you have to actually make clothes. But every time you go and think about making clothes or sitting down at your sewing machine or doing something like that, you feel all this resistance, you feel all this fear, that would be the time to zoom out. You need to zoom out to the big picture so that sitting down at the sewing machine doesn't feel scary or bad. If you just look at the big vision and you hold that, then all of your actions are going to be infused with that big vision. So the more you can do that, the easier things are going to feel in the moment. So this is also what I've been talking about for several weeks in terms of the way I've been working, which is I turn on music, I get into the vibe, I get into the mood. I feel out what type of transformation, what type of results are going to be had from the container that I'm holding, or the conversation that I'm having, or the offer that I'm giving to people, right? Because this also makes a big difference in terms of energetic exchange and how exciting that is. And there's so many different layers to all of this. And so when I get into the vibe of these things, and I get into the feeling, and I get into the excitement of the transformation that's going to be had, then all of a sudden it's like, well, I'm not writing a sales page. That's not really what I'm doing. I'm not just tinkering around on my website. It ceases to feel like a mundane task, and all of a sudden it feels like a singular step in the direction of my highest, most expressed self. And so depending on where you're at, depending on what's going on, you can play with this. Play with this idea of needing to adjust your focus just like you would with a camera, right? If things are too blurry, right? If you're focused too much in the foreground or too much in the background, it's not going to feel quite right. It's going to be a shitty photo depending on where you're focused. So use this as your internal lens adjustment in order to take the most beautiful photo, which is going to have a ripple effect in the energy that you're holding in whatever it is that you're doing. So you don't have to sweat the small stuff. You don't have to resist the small things. And instead, or you can zoom into the small things if that's the right move for you. So, my beautiful friends, that is all that I have for you today. That is all for this episode. I hope it supports you in any way that it possibly can. Don't forget, if you are feeling called to work with me in any capacity, I have one-on-one work, I have mastermind, I have DIY classes, I have so many good things that are constantly coming out. Don't forget to sign up for my newsletter if you haven't already. If you feel compelled to donate, if you feel inspired to leave a review for this on iTunes, it is so, so, so appreciated. It really does make a difference. And if there's anyone that you feel could benefit from these types of conversations that I have on my podcast, please share it. Tag me if you post anything on social. And that's about it. Thank you so much, everybody. I appreciate you. I'm sending you so much love. I'm sending you so much care. And I hope you have a fantastic week. Have a good one, everybody. Bye-bye.